The 16th day of the blessed month of Tuba, the martyrdom of St. Philotheus. On this day in the year 304 AD, St. Philotheus was martyred. This holy father was born in the city of Antioch in Syria to pagan parents. When Philotheus was 10 years old, his father asked him to worship the bull that they worshipped. Philotheus refused, and his father left him be, because he loved his son. As for St. Philotheus, because he was so young, he thought that the sun in the sky was God. The saint addressed the sun and said to it, "If you are God, tell me." And he heard a voice saying, "I am not God, but I am a servant of God, whom you will know, and you will shed your blood for his name's sake." And when God saw the integrity of this boy's heart, he sent his angel to inform him of the creation of the world and the incarnation of the Lord Christ for the salvation of mankind. The heart of St. Philotheus rejoiced, and he started to fast and pray and gave alms to the poor. A miracle took place with the prayers of this saint to his parents, and they then believed in the Lord Christ and received the holy baptism. God granted Philotheus the gift of healing the sick, and his fame became well known until it reached Emperor Diocletian. Diocletian brought the saint and ordered him to offer incense to the idols, but Philotheus refused. The emperor tried with promises and threats, but Philotheus did not change his resolve. Diocletian ordered that Philotheus be severely tortured and finally ordered that he be beheaded. And so Philotheus received the crown of martyrdom. There are two churches after his name. The first is in El Nagamish Monastery in the district of Aulad Tuk East and the diocese of El Balanya. The second church is located in the village of Edfu, district of Sohag, in the diocese of Sohag. Other churches also were built after his name. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day in the year 799 AD, Pope John IV, also known as Pope Ioannis IV, who was the 48th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. He was born in the village of Abu Sair, and he became a monk in the monastery of St. Macarius. After he spent many years in worship, asceticism, studying the Holy Bible, and contemplation, Pope Michael I, the 46th Pope, also known as Kyle, ordained St. John as a priest for the Church of St. Mina, and entrusted him to shepherd its congregation. And this young priest exerted a great effort in performing his duties. When his predecessor, Pope Mina, departed, the bishops, the priests, and the archons, which were the lay leaders of Alexandria, convened for 3 days, persevering in prayer and fasting, and then cast a lot, which fell onto the monk John. They consecrated him patriarch on the 16th day of Tuba in the year 777 AD. Pope John had a great interest in teaching his flock and visiting them. He entrusted his disciple Mark to care for the poor and needy. During the days of Pope John, there was a severe famine, and many poor people from every denomination gathered every day at his door, and he satisfied their needs by giving out bread. This Holy Father commanded to build many churches and renovate what was ruined. And when he finished his good endeavor, he knew the day of his departure, for he told the priest, "I was born on the 16th of Tuba, and was also consecrated Pope on the same day. And on this day also, I will depart from this world." He also recommended that his disciple Mark become the patriarch after him. And then Pope John departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.